Let us start the sugi again, Daf Kufav Amad Aleph. V'chol amekalkulim pturim. We hear in our Mishnah, kol amekalkulim pturim. Tani Rababo kamei da Rabbi Yochanan. Rababo said over a baraise in front of Rabbi Yochanan, kol amekalkulim pturim chutz mi'choy v'lomavel. Choy v'lomavel is from the Lama Test Melochis, and even though he's a Mekalkel, he is Chai. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan told Rabbi Bo, Poik Toni Lebro. This Bereise should not be brought into the Beis Medrash. This Bereise is not a Liber de Hilchese. It's Poik Toni Lebro. Chayva Lomava Einoi Mishnah. There is no such Mishnah, there is no such Aloche, that Chayva Lomava is Chayev, even though he is a Mekalkel. If you have some place, you'll see that Chayvel or Maver is Chayim, is Chayvel Bitzorich Lekalboy, Maver Bitzorich Laafroy. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Chutz mi Chayvel Ba'odom the Mekalkalu. There he is Chayim, even though he's a Mekalkal, V'chayim. Disnan achivel bechaveiroi b'shabes potom elishalom nishanidaim benafshei. I think it would be better if Rashi would goyres kiddisnan. Rashi says later also kiddisnan, because it is very modern for Rashi to bring a raya from a mishnah. Rabbi Bo brought a baraisa. So what is Rashi accomplishing over here? Like this is a goyres kiddisnan. So it means, he says, the baraisa is telling us that Chayvel is a Chayvel that is a Mekalkel is Chayiv, and we have such a Mishnah also like that. Kiddisnan, we have a similar Mishnah that a Chayvel b'chaveiroi is Chayiv, is Chayiv Misa, therefore he said, Kim Libid Rabbimnei. Umavir es Agodish is also Mekalkel u'b'chayiv. Kiddisnan, we have another Mishnah, B'hu she'idlik es Agodish, pot minat ha'shlumim, ne'shanidim b'nafshe. So that means Rashi seems to be saying, this Baraisa says, Behedyev, that if a person is Mekalkel, Bechayvel, or Maver, he is Chayiv. And Rashi says, we have Mishnayis, which seem to say the same thing. We have a Chayvel, Ba'odon, a Maver, a Sagodish, that both of them are Mekalkelim, and we see that he's considered a Mechal or Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Einei Mishneh, De'im Mekalkel u'Potter. The way you say over this Bereise, Chutz Mechayvel Omaver, that a Mekalkel of Chayvel Omaver is Chayiv, there's no such Bereise. The Mekalkel u'Potter. And if you saw some place that a Chayvel Omaver is Chayiv, B'tzorich L'dam Hayoytze Mina Chavola L'Kalboy, that's when he needs the dam for his Kelet. Is Ve'im Mekalkel Hu Eitzel Nechbal Mesakenu Eitzel Rakelet. So that means, so if there is such a Mishnah, so you completely misunderstood Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah is telling us not that in Yesod, that a Mekalkel is Chayiv. No, this Mekalkel is Chayiv, even though it is a Mekalkel by the Nechbal, as Mesakin the way to Lakele. So Pshat is that everything is taken into consideration. You don't just look at the Nechbal alone. You look at what was accomplished through the Chavolet. And since the Kelet, Lamaisa, received Dam, so this whole Pu'ula is considered a Maisa Tikkun. But so that is what the Baraisa is telling us. The Baraisa is telling us that everything is taken into consideration, so therefore the Kilkel Eitzel Nechbal does not make that this Melach is considered a Mekalkel. It's considered he's a Mesakin, because there is a Tikkun Eitzel Akel. Frag the Gemara weiter, wo nan, kol a Mekalkel im Pturim. Now the Gemara is asking a Kashe on Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo said that the Mekalkel of Chayvel Amaver, that Chayvel Amaver, even though they are Mekalkelim Yechayev, the Mishnah says, Kol HaMekalkelim Pturim. So Rabbi Bo answered, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that holds Kol HaMekalkelim Pturim, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. the Raisa that I said over, that chutz mechayvel or maver, that chayvel or maver, even though he is a mekalkal, he is chayiv. Rab Shimon holds that chayvel or maver is chayiv. My time is the Rab Shimon. Where did Rab Shimon figure this out? That chayvel or maver are unique. They are different from all other lametes melachis, that they are chayiv, even though he is a mekalkal. The itzrikra lemishra mile. The pasuk was matem mile. A chayvel ba'al mechayev. Eisus mile is a chavolo. So there's a kilkel over there. He wounds the tinnik. Va'afal pikein. Without the heter of mile deiche Shabbos, he'd be chayev. So we see that a kalkel or mekalkel is chayev. Midaosa Rachmone Havore Gabi Baskoyim. The Torah asked Havoras Baskoyim. There also is speaking about we are burning the Baskoyim with hot lead. So that's also in the Chalkilkul Gedoyla Mizu. We being Mekalkul the Baskoyim. And the Torah asked that Sreifes Baskoyim is not a Deiche Shabbos Loisvaro Eish Bechol Meshveisechem. So we learn out from this pasuk that Sreif is Baskoin is not Deiche Shabbos. Either Sreif of the Baskoin is a kilkul to her. Shmamino Mavir Baal Mechay. So we see that a Mavir is Chayiv, even though he is a Mekalkul. And that's why the Torah asked Sreif is Baskoin in Shabbos. That is the Mekayir of Rab Shimon. V'Rab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that kol ha-mekalkalim pturim. So what did he do with these two mekayres? Also, misakin hu kideravashi. In these two cases, there's a tikkun. The Omar Ravashi, mali lesakin milo, mali lesakin kli. Mali levashel psile, mali levashel samoni. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a tikkun by mile. There is a tikkun by Havoras Baskoyin. So therefore, the Torah had to be Mata Mila and had to Aser Havoras Baskoyin because there is a tikkun. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mas Nisin Rab Yehuda, the Islay Mekalkel Bachabure Potter. Rab Yehuda holds Mekalkel Bachabure Potter, Blei Isparish Hecha. So Rashi says, I really don't know where we find this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if Mekalkul Bechabur is Chayiv, Mekalkul Bechabur is Potter. Where did Chazal find this machloikis? Velinire. So Rashi says that the machloikis in Mekalkul Bechabur, the machloikis in Mekalkul Behavore, is dependent on a different machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had. V'lim nire mas nisen Rab Yehuda hi. Da omar Rab Yehuda holds melocha she'eino tzricha legufo chayev aleo. That when one does a melocha, one does not need the gufa melocha. That means if there's another purpose, he needs another purpose. That's also falls into the category of the melocha. You don't have to need the gufa melocha. Hilkach, chiyuve de chayvel, bitzorich lekalboy. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, chayvel could be chayev, bitzorich lekalboy, even though the etzem lechavola legabi the nechbal is a mekalko, but in by meleche Shabbos, you don't need the gufa meloche. A zaitike purpose is also machshev the malach. There's a din maleches machshevis. You have to do a choshev and malach. So, in order to become a choshev and malach, it's not necessary that I want the malach because of the malach's sake. I want the malach because of a different purpose. That's also called a tzairich. So, according to Rav Yehuda, dama malach shein tzricha legufo. You don't need the gufa malach. The purpose is a different purpose. Chayiv aleh. Hilka chiyuve de chayiv bitzorich lekalboy. So let's say I'm chayiv la'odom because my dog needs blood. He has to eat blood. So memele, so if this is a sufficient purpose, it's a legitimate purpose in order to be considered a machal or Shabbos, I want my dog to have blood. That is called, that's called meleches machsheves. So memele, this is also called a tikkun. Because we're ending up with a tikkun. My dog is having blood. So was geit meron, that the nechbal is nebach niskalkel, but the end result, and the tachlis of the malacha was that the dog should have blood, so that's, it ended up with a tikkun. Umavir betzorich laafrei mashkachas lo. Mavir pas letzorich laafrei, that it need the eifer. The af al pi, the mekalkel hu, eitzel malacha atzmo, even though the gabi, the thing that is burning, there is a kilkul, or belgabi the nechbal, there is a kilkul, misakenu eitzel acheirem. But there is a tikkun, legabi other things. Legabi the kelev, legabi the eifa that comes out of this. Legabi Yehuda, ki hai gavne, malacha hu, mishum tikkun acherem. This is called a malacha. Because of the tikkun that occurs to acherem, you don't need a tzairich, you don't have to want the guf ha malacha. If you want the something else, and you'll get to that tachlis, ayideh malacha, that's also called Meleches Machsheves, and Memele, so therefore, if that Tzorech is, we take into consideration that Tzorech, so the whole thing is considered a Tikkun. Avo Mekalkel Ve'enei Misakin, but what'll be if there is no Tikkun whatsoever? Potter. Ve'avo Gav Dereshe De Masnisin Okimne Kerab Shimin, even though the Reshe of the Mishneh that we said a kereya b'chamosoi. Rashi says a ptani kereya al meisa. That was Rashi l'shitosei. That also is a meloche she'en tzricha l'gufa. Rashi says potter. Sefer Rabbi Yehuda. So the sefer that says kol ha'mekalkelim pturim is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda, the while we didn't explain exactly what the machloikis is. We're just saying according to Rabbi Yehuda. That a chayvel v'tzorich lekalboy mavel v'tzorich laafroy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not called a mekalkel. Why Rabbi Yehuda holds kol a mekalkel and pturim, we really don't know yet. But al kaponim, the sefer that says kol a mekalkel and pturim goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ubereise Rab Shimon hi, the bereise that says chutz mechayvel mavel, this is going according to Rab Shimon. The omar meloche she'eino tzricha legufe potrole. If there's no tzorech for the guf ha-maloche, so your potter, if the maloche is only a means to accomplish something else, but there's no tzorech in the guf ha-maloche, so felt of ha-maloche's machshevetz. Hilkach, ein lecho choyvel o maver, she'ein mekalkel. So every choyvel o maver is a mekalkel. Va'afilu maver eitzim le'tzorech k'dei rosoi. Afilu, a person will burn eitzim in order to cook his tafshul, is mekalkul eitzel eitzim. So he's mekalkul, the eitzim lamaise, he's mekalkul. Umashu mesaken eitzel acherim, aye, from this kilkul eitzim it comes out that he has a cooked tafshul. L'Rab Shimon loichoshiv, that does not make the havoras ha'itzim ha'mesake. The meloche she'ein etzricha l'gufoi. That means that what I'm burning this in order to have a tafshul. So that's I don't need the gufa meloche, I need the tafshul. So every havore ein lecha chayvel umaver she'ein mekalkel. Every mavir is a mekalkel. Elo, so why are you chayiv? Mishum de mekalkel b'chavole, b'avore chayiv k'diyalef l'kamei. So from this Rashi, it would seem two things. Yesod number one, Rashi seems to say, ein lecho mavir she'ein a mekalkel. Every mavir is a mekalkel. Because the meloche is the kiloyin ha'itzim, and that is mekalkel. Whatever benefit comes out from that That's called it's a tikkun bedavar acher. But the havore, which is the kiloyne eitzim, is meleches kilkul. So the rishonim and achronim ask a kasha. The Ramban asks the kasha. Rabbi Kiveger asks the kasha. So why did Rav Shimon have to learn out from Sreifis Bas Koyin? The Torah asked havore. Leisabrata drosha b'chol ma'ishveisechem is going on in Bezden and Sreifis Bas Koyin. The Torah said leisavaru eish. There's an iser of havore. And Rashi says every havore is a mekalkel. So if the Torah asked havore, so al kochach of mezogin that havore is chayiv, even though it's a mekalkel. So the Imre Bina wants to say that is not completely true. That means, let us say a person wants to have ashes. He needs coals. So he's burning eitzim to make coals. And this is eitzim which is oimit to make coals out of them. That's the purpose. A kelt, it burns better with coals. Just like we had meleches kibui was to make pchomim. So a kelt, there's an Indian that one needs coals. So eitzim which are oimit to make pchomim from them. So if a person will burn eitzim to make pchomim, he's not a mekalkul at all. I want to burn these eitzim to make pchamim. So that's called amalocha atzel agufe. I want to burn these eitzim. I want these eitzim to be burnt in order they should become pchamim. So I need the gufa avore, and the gufa avore is not a kilkul whatsoever. That's a tikkun. Coals burn better than eitzim. That's why people make coals. That was malachas mechabe, in order to make sure that you have coals. So be'etzim, if the Torah, that what the Torah said, like sevaru eish, it could be, since I know the klolim that mekalkel is potter, felt meleches machsheves, I say like sevaru eish is speaking about such a case. And maybe a case of choyvul would also be in such a case. Let's say you have a behemoth that's one is oimet to be choyvul behemoth to get dam. It's not a kilkul in the behemoth at all. That's the behemoth is oimet for this. So memele, so that would be called amalocha hatzricha legufe. I need the hitzos adam, and it is in the fakelt. This is a tikkun. Maybe the behim is a surplus of dam. So al kaponim beetzim, there are tziyurim baididim that one could have a chavola that is a tikkun, and one could have a havola that is a tikkun also. But we brought rayas from these psukim, and the psukim of Milan Havoras Baskoyin there, the Havor is not a tikkun, and the Chavol is not a tikkun. So Memele, so here we see that Chayvul Amaver is Chayv, even though he's a Mekal. That's why Rav Shimon had to bring a raya from Chayvul Amaver. Something else we see from Rashi, it would seem that Rashi is saying, "Vafilu maver eitzim l'kteirosoi mekalkul eitzo eitzim, mashi mesaken eitzochem labshim lechoshim dom locha shen tzricha legufi." So, what that is always given that according to Rav Shimon, lefi ha'emes, vafilu according to Rav Shimon, that mekalkul b'havore is chayev, but if a person will burn eitzim for kdeire, so lochayre be pot at meloche shen tzricha legufa lochayre. Min Rashi weiss doch ois lemaise that is considered a meloche shen tzricha legufa. If I'm burning it for the kdeire, so my mel, that is taka considered a meloche shen tzricha legufa. As if what I was ois given from Rashi, because we will see Taisvis have some for a dover portion. This is not considered a meloche shen tzricha legufa. Mit der Itzerich Kro, so Rav Shimon brought a raya from the Pasuk, ba yoyim ashmini, ba yoyim yeseire, ba afilu b'shabbis, umila choyvel hu, umila is a choyvel, it says in the Torah, you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos, mechlal d'shar mekalkalin b'chabur ha-chayit. So you see that mekalkal b'chabur is chayit, that's a maise, umila is a maise kilkul, the tinnik is patsua, and mekalkul the tinnik, vafal pikein, I would be chayiv without the heter of mila deicha shabbos. Midos Rachmon Havoros the Baskoyim b'Shabbos. So Memeil is also the same thing. The Havoros in the Baskoyim. You're burning the Baskoyim with hot lead. And that's also a kilkul to the Baskoyim. Bachal Pikain, the Tairasadit, so you see Mekalkul Bavoros Chayim. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? What did Rabbi Yehuda do with these psukim? Mali misakin keili, onami misakin gavru. He's misakin gavru. So the Rashba explains that even though in the chavola that I'm making there's a kilkul over there, ba'oy say mokim there's a kilkul, but from this meloche, the tinnik becomes a mesukin. He becomes a mesukin. He's muta tita kolben pesach. He's muta betrume. Other tikkunim, he becomes a sholem. So al kaponim. So even though in the meloche, what I'm doing there's a kilkul, but there are benefits, fringe benefits that come out from this meloche, which create tikkun. Onami misakin gavru. Yesh meloche betikon zeh. So it has a shame meloche because of this tikkun. So chavole is that means that is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashba explains. So the Rashba explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the meloche shein etzricha leguf chayiv. So you do not need the tzeirach of the guf meloche. A different tzeirach also is called meleches machsheves. So memele if a different tzeirach becomes part of the meloche, so then we can take into consideration the tikkun that is accomplished with the different tzeirach. So memele, so there is a tikkun. So even though in the etzim mile there is a kilkul mitzad the chavol the shaboy, there is a tikkun mitzad the gavre. And if you hold meloche shein tzricha leguf es chayiv, so that is taken into consideration. So putting everything together, this is not called a mekalkul; it's called a mesake. Bishul psile shehu madlik psile shalayva v'noisna l'soich piya. He ignites the psile, so the psile is burning. V'derech bishul huze v'chayev ala bishul sheine mekalkul ha'eva v'bishuloi ela misakim v'tzayir. So that means while the eva is melting and going down her throat, so even though it is burning the ishim, and that is takya kilkul, but in this havore, there is a tikkun to the eva. The eva is getting soft. This is a tikkun to the eva. Sheni mekalkul eva bebishul el misakim v'tzoyret. So memele, so we can take into consideration this tikkun. So memele, so even though there's a this pu'ula of hadlokes a eva, so two things are occurring. The kilkul ha'ishen, the tikkun ha'eva, is memele. So this hadlok is not considered a mekalkul because everything is taken into consideration. Gabi the eva, it's a mesak. Samonim shal meleches ha'mishka. So that's how the Rashba explains Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is permitted to take into consideration the other tikkunim, which are occurring with this kilkul. The siot meloche shein etzrich leguf es chayiv. According to Rab Shimon, you can only take the meloche into consideration, and the meloche mitzad atzmo is a mekalkul. Aye, let us ask Kakashi is doing a mitzvah. So we see from Rashi that a mitzvah does not make it a tikkun. The mitzvah that is being done does not make it a tikkun. Tikkun is totally be'etzem, you need a tikkun. Not a kiyum a mitzvah does not make it a tikkun. That we see from Rashi. Before we see Tosfos, there's a very interesting Trumas Hadeshen that says a haloche, which the Trumas Hadeshen says is masim according to Rashi. The Trumas Hadeshen Siman Reish Samach Hei brings down a halacha as follows. What is the din if someone, a father, was noided loy ben b'Shabbos and he wants to make the bris? He's a moyel mumche. He wants to make the bris. And there's another moil, mumche, that can also make the bris. So he brings down a shittus harishainim. I think this is Rabbi Lozer Halevi. That Rabbi Lozer Halevi said that the father is not allowed to make the bris. If it falls out in Shabbos, he has to be mechabed another moil, and the father is not allowed to make the bris. So the Trumas Hadeshin explains this Rabbi Lozer Halevi according to Shitas Rashi. Main Shmita Leifa Halsina. So he says like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why did the Torah have to be Mater Mila? That's a Mekalkel. Rabbi Yehuda is called a Mekalkel in Pturim. He says because there's a Tikkun also involved. The child becomes a Mesukin. So he says, this tikkun is only when the father makes the bris. So the father is interested that his child should be a mesukin. The father has the child's interest, the child's tikkun, and he's interested about it. It's his child. He wants that the child should be a mesukin. So memele, so when the father makes the bris, so be'etzem, I will say, was there a kilkel or a tikkun? So he say there was a tikkun also. And the father, when he makes the bris, wants to be misakin his child also. So there's a tikkun, so there's chilul Shabbos. So the Torah says, a mitzvah smil is doiche Shabbos. What if you have a different moil? You have a moil that's not the father of the child. What's gate on that the child becomes a misukin, that he can eat a korban pesach, he's a sholem, he's a dos. The moil doesn't have these things in Zinin. He has one thing, he wants to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Mila. Now, the mitzvah of Mila, Rashi holds, it's not called a tikkun. No one knows the mitzvah is called a tikkun. The tikkun is the other things which come about. The tikkun gavre, was geit his son, he is a pesanigiyye, that this child should be a mesukin, he's not his kid. Just like we had, ba'aret v'chavrei, we hear that's not called the segetem nishton. If Yenem is kalki about mesukim, he's not interested in it. It doesn't mean anything to him. So memela the tikkunim, the zaitiket tikkunim, which this tinnik will have to moil hotesnish. So he says. So when a moil is mala tinnik in Shabbos, there's no. It's a mekalkel. So he says as follows. So memela we have a klal of Rish Lakish. When do you say? When do you say Esed Deicha Lo Yisase? If it's Yef Shel Lekayim Shneim, that means you have to. I have a mitzvah of Mila, and there's no other moil to do it. Memele ich ben doch atate. So memele, since I am atate, so the tikkun gavre also falls into consideration. Atate will doch misaket zayin zun. So memele. So I'm a mesakin. So the Torah says, "But Mila is doiche Shabbos." But that is dafk if you don't have any moil around. So Mila. So then you're confronted with a problem. It's Yom Hashmini. My Mila is a mesakin, and it's Shabbos. So we say Mila is doiche Shabbos. But if you have another moil around, this moil can be make a mahuda de kibris. He's mechaven mitzvah Mila, but mitzvah Mila is not called a tikkun. So Memeil will make a Mahuda Dike Bris, and it'll be a Mekalkel. The meal al Chilul Shabbos will be a Mekalkel. Because if we don't take into consideration the Tikkun Gavre, the Etzem meal is a Mekalkel. So there won't be any Chilul Shabbos. So if you have a Bris with a Moyul, it's a Bris without Chilul Shabbos. You have a Bris with a Father, it's a Bris with Chilul Shabbos. So there's a Din Triye. So memele kol heiche tiefshe lekayim shneim. So memele you do both. You make mila b'yom hashmini without chilul Shabbos, and therefore you mechabed the moil. You ask the father to make the bris, and you mechabed the moil. Azoi, this is a shitas harishonim. This is a trumas hadashin, and according to Rashi, the din will be like this. If we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If we paskin like Reb Shimon, so then there's no difference between. So even if he's a mekalkel, he's also a mechalal Shabbos. So memela, there's no difference between the father and the moil. But if we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, So Memele, then the Hidur is to be Mechabed the Moil and not the father. Now, let us see Taisvis. But before we see the top Taisvis, it will be preferable to see the bottom Taisvis, then we'll understand the top Taisvis. The other way, you have problems. So let us see the bottom Taisvis. Mali Levashel Psile, Mali Levashel Samon. Ein Leforish. So Taisvis is going to say, to tell us right away, not the way Rashi says. Ein Leforish. Kemoi shebishul samemonim misaktam liyos yoisach hashudim. Just like by bishul samemonim, you're misakir the samemonim. Kach psilech shuvi yoisach ayidei bishul. He says, when you're madlik the psile, so the psile becomes more choshev, so you're misakir the psile. So therefore, that is what Rashi says. Rashi says that you madlik a psile shaleve, so Rashi said pshat that the whole reason Havos Bas Koin is not considered a mekalkel because when he's madlik the psile, there are two things that are being done. The Bas Koin is getting burnt and the psile is getting melted, which is a tikkun to the psile. The e hainu taime de Rabbi Yehuda. If this is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore Havoris Bas Koyin is also because there's a tikkun here involved. There's a tikkun of the Bishul Apsile. So what'll be Shal Mrs. Bezen? Leidochu Shabbos Minolo. Given the Leishayach Bu Tikkun. So what'll be other Mrs. Bezen? Mrs. Herig. Mrs. Skile. There's only Netilus Neshame. No, Netilus Neshame, that's a kilku. You're killing her. So it should come out that only Sreifes Bas Koyin is not Toiche Shabbos, because Sreifes Bas Koyin you have, even though you're killing her, but you're misaking the Psila. So Mamel, that's called, if you're looking in the taking a complete picture of what is occurring, it's not called Kilkul, it's called Tikkun. But other Mrs. Bezen, which the only thing you are accomplishing is an Atilas Neshame, which is a Kilkul, so it should be Toiche Shabbos. The whole reason they asked Havor is Mishum Tikkun, the Torah asked Havor, the Gemara says Mishum Tikkun Psila. So by the other Gimel Mises, there's no Tikkun, so it should be Mutter. The Oit, Sreifas Bas Koyin Gufe Minolon, the Loi Dachinon, Heichot the Tikkun Apsila Meyesma. What if he put the Aver on a blech? So Mamela, we have melted lead already from Erev Shabbos. It doesn't have to be madlik the dos. So there's no tikkun at all in the Eva. He just goes and pours down the melted lead down her throat. So the whole avor is only to the Bas Koyin. There's no tikkun whatsoever. So Sreifas Bas Koyin should also be Doiche Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, because there's no tikkun. But Aymari, so the Ri comes and tells us is a tremendous difference of opinion between the Ri and Rashi. Voimari, the Hochi Perusha. Mali Bishul Psilo Letzoyrech Sreifes Baskoyin. Mali Bishul Samamonim Letzoyrech Tzviyas Begit. What is the difference if you're cooking a Psila to burn a Baskoyin? Or you're cooking some amonim to color a beggar, to dye a beggar. What does that mean? He explains. The chiheiche, the bishul some amonim letzoyrech tzviya choshev tikkun. The bishul some amonim is called a tikkun because now I will be enabled to dye the beggar. Hochenami, bishul psile letzoyrech schreife is also called a tikkun. Because I'll be able to kill the Bas Koyin. Umehochi nafkilon shapir, the chol shal mises bezn, choshuv tikkun mishum mitzvah. So Taisus learns pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kiyum ha mitzvah is a tikkun. That means the mitzvah, what are you saying? You're killing God. That's a tikkun. Because it's a mitzvah that she should get killed. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mitzvah, that's good. A mitzvah is a tikkun. If it's a mitzvah that she should be killed, ain't lach a tikkun daila mizu. This is vakel. This is the tikkun. This is not called kilkul, this is called tikkun. So memeilis, for him, for all the kashas of taisvis asks, so what if the evil was cooked from Erev Shabbos? But you're not allowed to pour it down the throat, because that's called a tikkun. You mean we kaim a mitzvah. Or other gimel mises bezin is also called a tikkun, you mekayim a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is mamish hamachlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, no one holds that a tikkun mitzvah is considered a tikkun. And Tosfos says no. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the tikkun mitzvah, and that is the tikkun by Mila also. The tikkun by Mila is the tikkun mitzvah. Mali bishul samamonim letzayrech tzviyas beged. The chiyechi the bishul samamonim tzviyach hashiv tikkun nacham bishul psil letzayrech tzayv. Amach and nafran shabbat the chol sham mises besen hashiv tikkun mishem mitzvah. The ilav sreifa atzmach shiva tikkun. Now this says nachma, if the sreifa, that what the baskain is going to be burnt, is not called a tikkun, Mishum bishul psila lehava surah. That what the psila gets softer, that wouldn't be called a tikkun. Avo pisha misaken es bekach. The kivin, she'ein ela mishum sreifa lehava choshev tikkun. V'loi mechayib. That means, what am I accomplishing? I'm saying that I mashbiach the eva. What are you going to do with the eva? You're going to kill a person with it. So if this isn't called a tikkun, so the ashbocha said eva also wouldn't be called a tikkun. So Memel, it's only called a tikkun because with this I'm able to kill her, and this is a tikkun. V'chein moitzi mora lachper likver boy meis l'Rab Shimon k'may moitzi kis l'kabel by ziva b'perikam. So Taisva says we find a similar thing. A moitzi es ha meis is called a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Moitzi mora lachper likva by meis. So since the etzem kvuris meis is considered a malacha shein tzricha legufas, even though I need the mora there, but since the mora is coming likva by meis, so if the kvuris meis guf is considered a malacha shein tzricha legufas, so the mora is also not better than the etzem kvura. So memele, so that's how Tosfos learns pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So let me just continue telling you the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, so according to Tosfos, what is the tikkun according to Rabbi Yehuda? The mitzvah is the tikkun. So Mamelis, he says, according to Tosfos, there's no difference if the father will be the moil or the moil will be the moil. Both of them are doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is called a mesakin. According to Rashi, the tikkun is that the son becomes a mesukin, he's a sholem now, so this, the tatotin zin in the male gate is gone, is done. So memele, so according to Rashi, the halacha is that if you have a bris in Shabbos, you tell the father, and shuldigt, he should be mechabed a male, you should make the bris yourself. But according to Tosfos, the tikkun is the etzem mitzvah alone. If the tikkun is the etzem mitzvah, So then there's no difference between the father and the moil, so the father could be a moil also. There's a moir de kikashe from Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger asks, we have a klal that tzreifes noisor is not doiche yontev, is not doiche shabbos, tzreifes noisor. So he asks, it's a makalkul. So bishloim, according to Tosfos, is a mitzvah. So memele, according to Rabbi Yehuda al Kaponim, it's a mitzvah. So memele, so it's a tikkun. But according to Rashi, that a mitzvah doesn't make it a tikkun. So he says, so memele, so why are you allowed to burn the Iser on Shabbos on Yontif? It's a mekalkul. So Rabbi Keveger says the Gevaldik along this. Rabbi Keveger says as follows. He says, that what Rashi says that a mitzvah is not a tikkun, he says Rashi means as follows. That means if you look at the physical actions what I'm doing, that means I'm destroying. I'm destroying. You're killing a person. You're chayvul atinik. That means physically I'm doing a pula of destruction. Now there's a kiyum a mitzvah. So taking everything into consideration, the kiyum mitzvah does not make it a mesakin, since there's a physical destruction over here. So the kiyum mitzvah cannot make from this mekalkel ois mekalkel. It's still a mekalkel. But the kivayga tain is noiser. He says is also bano. So if you burn it, so what is? So what is? You did something wrong. You destroyed something. And if it's not burnt, it's something. It's not usable side by side. So the etzim burning of noise is not called I'm destructing it. It's not called, because there's no difference if it's here, if it's not here. So then Rashi is moided that a mitzvah will make it a tikkun already. That means that if there is no kilkul, Rashi only means if there's a mitzvah tikkun kilkul, so the kiyum mitzvah will not make a mitzvah tikkun kilkul a misakin. Because the kilkul, the mitzvah kilkul, weighs over the halacha dike tikkun. But if there's no mitzvah kilkul, by noisa there's no mitzvah kilkul. So then, the kiyama mitzvah will make it a mesakeh. That's what the kevegel's mitzvah to say. Now let us go back to the first taisis on the yom. Chutz mi lomave. Eisel Rav Abo had said that Chayvel Omavir is even though they're Mekalkulim, Yechayim. Omalei, so Rav Yechanan told them, Poik Toni Libro. Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rav Abo Sova, Rabbeinu Shmuel learned Papidalkai Shal Rashi. And he said as follows, the Rav Abo Sova Kerab Shimon, Rav Abo holds like Rav Shimon Dalma Mekalkul B'chabur Echayit. There is such a time that Rav Shimon. V'Rav Yoichanan Sova Lo K'Rav Yehuda. Rav Yoichanan holds like Rav Yehuda. Dalma Mekalkul B'chabur U'Ba'avor Epota. V'Tzorich L'Kal B'yo La'afroi Lo'y Choshev Mekalkul. If it's Tzorich L'Kal B'yo La'afroi, that's not called a Mekalkul. That's what Rashi had said. That's why according to Rav Yehuda Yechayit. The Mishnah in Baba Kame, if it's Tzorich L'Kal B'Yilafrei, so that's called a Mesakin. We can take the other purposes into consideration. V'chayva for the Rav Yehuda. V'chayim mashma b'somach mitoich perish Rashi. V'kelta, that's according to Rav Yehuda, Tzorich L'Kal B'y makes it a Mesakin. According to Rav Shimon, Malach Shetzich L'Gufa is Poto, so Tzorich L'Kal B'y does not make it a Mesakin. So that is the machlokes. So that's the machlokes. Rav Abo and Rav Yochanan. Rav Abo said, "Kol mekalkel and pturin." That's a libe the Rav Shimon. Rav Yochanan says, "If there is a mekalkel that's chayiv by chayvul mavet soich lekal, but this is only according to Rav Yehuda." Because dimkain amai omalei poik toni lebro daota mishum desvilei Rav Yehuda man de toni Rav Shimon mishaskin alei regav neporch beberkam de chulin. So if Rabbi Abo holds like Rabbi Shimon, he has a baraisa like Rabbi Shimon, so you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, okay, you're entitled to your opinion. How can you say, Poik Tani Lebro? Svana Zatana Rabbi Shimon. Alkei Nire, the Rabbi Abo, the Rabbi Yochanan, Alibe, the Rabbi Shimon, please. No. So Tosis wants to say now, this is the Pirish Hori, that Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Yochanan are Choylik, Alibe, the Rabbi Shimon. What's pshat? The Rabbi Bo Sovo, the Chayvel Umavir. Now we have to know that the Mekayr of Rab Shimon is Mila and Havoras Paskoy. So the Rabbi Bo Sovo, the Chayvel Umavir, Afarpi, She'enai, Tzorich, Lekalboi, Ula Afroi, Chayvel Rab Shimon. Even though there's no Tzorich, you don't need the Kalboi, you Chayvel Rab Shimon. The Gomar mi Mila Vavoras Baskoyim. You learn now from Mila Vavoras Baskoyim. And Mila Vavoras Baskoyim, there's no tikkun for some reason. There's no tikkun. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no tikkun. Rabbi Yehuda holds tikkun mitzvah is called a tikkun. Rabbi Shimon holds tikkun mitzvah is not called a tikkun. Rabbi Yochanan Sova, the Rabbi Shimon nami loy. Nami loy mechay, elim kein iko ktsas tiko. Ki goyim te tzorich le kalboy u la afroy. Te mila vahavore iko ktsas tikon shuhu tzorich mitzvah. Avol Rabbi Yehuda afilu tzoich la'afchoi ulekalboi potor da'ein ze tikon choshir da'ein derech lachbol b'chaberik da'eliten lekalboi elisrev godish b'shvil ha'eva. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says that is for sure the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is does a tikon mitzvah make it ois mekalko. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we had in the last Tosfos, that a tikon mitzvah makes it ois mekalko. So the tikon a mitzvah does not overweigh the kilkul, but it is considered a kilkul with a ktsas tikon. That means like this. We have here a chiddush akro. Kol ha-mekalkulim p'turim sefelta meleches machsheves. Rabbi Yochanan says, by mile, that's true. Most of the meloche is meleches kilkul. But there is some tikkun also in this meloche. The tikkun ha-mitzvah is a tikkun. It doesn't overweigh the kilkul. But le'idach gisa, it is not pure kilkul. So tfasta merube loy tfasta. The Torah was mechadish that even though there is kilkul in chavole, in havore yoachaye, but let us ein lach boy elach yidushay. The Torah says that even though there's roiv kilkul, you're also chay, but you have to have some tikkun also. And by mile and havore you have some tikkun. The tikkun is the kiyum mitzvah. So Memele, that is what Rab Shimon said. Rab Shimon said that you need some tikkun. So therefore, Rab Yochanan said as follows. Rab Yochanan said, according to Rab Shimon, if a person will be chayvul odom, and he's giving the dam to his caliph, so if you take everything into consideration, this is not called a tikkun, the way Rashi puts it. Rashi says, according to Rashi, Moisar Adam in Abahim Oyin, the Kelev, the Pnei Adurki, Pnei Kelev, the Kelev is more Choshev than the Adam, according to Rashi. Tosfos held there's no such thing. Chas v'sholem. People are not Choyvul Anoshim to give Klovim some dam. But, so this is Iri called a Mekalkul, but there is some Tikkun, it's not pure Kilkul. It is 80% kilkul. So that is what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. Rabbi Shimon learned out from Mila by Mila, there's also only 80% kilkul. There's not 100% kilkul. There's 80% kilkul beguf atinik, but there's 20% tikkun, the kiyum mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to be mekalkul the tinik. So Mimele, so whenever mekalkul is chayev, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be dumya de Mila. You need 80% kilkul. But 100% kilkul. So if there's 80% kilkul with 20% tikkun, then you are chay. So therefore, choyvul v'tzorich likalboy. So that's called 80% kilkul with 20% tikkun. There, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're chay. Mavir es a godish v'tzorich la'afroy. Nesoich et ha-mishigaz. When you take a godish, you're taking tvua, you need the eifer. Aber wie nicht wie, that's really the wrong thing to do. You can burn a piece of furniture also, you want ashes. You're taking $1,000 piece of wood and you can get ashes out of it. But al kaponim, it's not called 100% kilkul. You're getting something out of it. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that afilo, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need mitzas kilkul. Mitzas tikkun, I mean. Even though there's roiv kilkul. So now let us see again the Lashon of Tosfos. Al kein nire, der Rav Abo, der Rav Yochanan, alibe, der Rav Shimon pligi, der Rav Abo, sov der Chayv lo ma'avir, af al pi shein ne tzorich lekal bo ila afroi, Chayv lo Rav Shimon, even though it is 100% kilku, you chayv lo Rav Shimon, the gama mi milev, avos bas koin, which is 100% kilku. Because the old tzorich mitzvah is not called a tikkun whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan sov, der Rabbi Shimon amil mechayv, elam kenike ktsas tikkun, ki goy de tzorich lekal bei lafroi, de milo vavore ike ktsas tikkun, shu tzorich mitzvah, there is also a ktsas tikkun, it's a tzorich mitzvah. Avo, le Rabbi Yehude, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that a mekalkel is potter. Mekalkel is potter. He holds mitzvahs atikin gomel. Safilo tzorich la'afrei lekal by potter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it be tzorich la'afrei lekal by, you'll also be potter. Then zeh tikun choshev. Then derech lachbel bechaveiroi kedei litin lekal by a yisrael godish bishvilaifa. Period. So that is how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Machlokes Abo and Rabbi Yochanan. It is Aliba de Rab Shimon, if a mekalkel gomer is chayiv, or you need a tikkun ktzas. Now Tosfos is going to ask a kasha, but a koponim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos just said you need a tikkun gomer. A tikkun ktzas is gomer. Fact of Tosfos. Afal gav the whole sheichet mekalkelhu kedamrinem beperkama dechulen sakin shel avayde zore muta lishchet po. Now let us explain Tosfos Kashi. The Gemara says in Chulen there's a posik lo yidbak biyotcha ma'uma min acherem. What does that mean? That if you have a sakin shel avayde zore, you should not derive benefit from it. So the mail, but the Gemara says in Chulin a gewaldik chiddush. Are you allowed to shecht a behema with it? Yes. I am deriving benefit from it. I'm shechting the behema. The Gemara said, nasach netop, you're not deriving benefit. You're losing. What are you losing? Before the behema was alive, the behema could have lodis, the behema could be chayrish. Now when you shecht the behema, it's only good without a refrigerator, it's only good for the next 5 days to eat and then finish, forget about it. So Memela, before you had a behemoth, which had so many potentials, and now after you shecht it, it can only be eaten for a mugbul amount of time and faltik. So Memela, so it is not considered I'm deriving benefit from it. So the Gemara took everything into consideration, what the behema was before, taking all the potential that the behema had, you could do balochet, could have bloodless, and now he can only eat it, so the Gemara considers this a tikkun ktzas, nakilkul merubim. That's what the Gemara says. So I am allowed to take a sakin shel avayda zore, and I can say with a straight face, I did not derive benefit from the sakin. I lost through the sakin. I did not derive, this not considered a derived benefit. So now Tosfos just said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you are a misakin ktas, that is not considered, a misakin ktas is not considered a misakin. You have to be a misakin gomer. A misakin ktas is not considered a misakin. And every shaykhit comes out as only a misakin ktas. That's the Gemara Chulin. The other Rishayim is speaking out more clearly from one of the Lamatas Malachas is a Sheikhet. And the Gemara Vayis scholar Rabbi Yehuda also holds that from the Lamatas Malachas. So now Tosfos is in hot water. So why is one Chayiv and Sheikhet according to Rabbi Yehuda? You are mekalkel. You had a behemoth that had such a great potential of Malach and Vladis, and now it's dead. So Memele, so why are you chayef for sheikh? That's Tosfos Kashi. Yeah. Va'av agav dechol sheikhet mekal kolok, demrin beperkam dechol, tzaken shal avay dezor muta lishchayt bo. Moi de Rab Yehuda linye Shabbos dechaye, de davke linye avay dezor choshev mekal kol, dechsiv lo yidbak biyot chamuma min acherem. It's not considered I derived benefit from the sakin, given the kilkula yoiser al tikkun. Since lemaise, I lost more than I gained. But legabe meleche Shabbos, the Tosfos and Chulin explains it a little better. The Tosfos says by. Chulan Davches, the Shani Shabbos, the Meleches Machsheves Osra Teire, the Kivin Sheyesh Tikkun Puter Choshiv Meleches Machsheves Shelekach Neskave. That means here, if he wants this Tikkun, so this is considered a Tikkun, then you don't have to take the other things into consideration. But in what he wants, it's considered a tikkun gomer. He wants to eat a steak. He wants to eat a kezayis. So mamela, this is considered a tikkun gomer. In meleches machsheves, you reckon with what he wanted. So mamela, if he wants a kezayis of flesh, so mamela, so this is considered, he was misakit. This is called 100% tikkun. Because here you reckon with his machsheves. Masha'in ken in the love of Layidbak Miyot Chemumim in Acherim, then you don't reckon with his machshava, then you have to take an accountant and take everything into consideration, what the potentials were before and what happened now, and that is called that he did not derive benefit from the Saka. This is Shitas Hori. The Rabbeinu Tam Eforish. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam is going more or less the same like the Ri, but he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda differently. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, Tahor Dechoshev Rabbi Yehuda Mikalkul B'tzorech Lekalbei Va'afroi. That what according to Rabbi Yehuda it's considered a Mikalkul B'tzorech Lekalbei Va'afroi. So Taisa said before it's called a Mikalkul because ain't derech. You're not choyvul ba'odam b'shvil ha'kelev. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with this for. He says a different for. Lefi she'ein ha'tikon bo ba'oisesho. It's called a mekalkel because there are two steps. First, I'm choyvul in the behemah, and then after the behemah, the dam drips, so the kelev has what to eat. So it means that if the tikkun would come the same time as the kilkul, so then it would counteract the kilkul. So that's called a mesaken. But since it comes in two steps, So and it comes later, so memele, so therefore, b'shas when you have the kilkul, as yet you don't have the tikkun, so therefore this is called a kilkul. So memele, according to this, we have now a new teretz on sheichet. Aval b'sheichet, b'shas ha-kilkul bo'loi ha-tikkun. Here, b'shas ha-kilkul bo'loi ha-tikkun, Shemaitziya midei eva minachal. That with the kilkul, it comes right away the tikkun. Now, I don't know, Rukhayr is a machlikis amiroim, if you hold yeshna lishchita mitchilo vatsoif, ta'ena lishchita elo lepsoif. Machlikis is, when does the process of shchita start? Does the process of Shechita start the beginning of the Shechita, and every mashahu is a chelik of the Shechita, and it becomes nigmar by the gemara Shechita, or ainel Shechita el lepsoif? That means that till the gemar of the Shechita, there's no Shechita whatsoever. The chaloi Shechita is chal besoif. Nafgemina, if a person will be mefagel bekotchim by tchilas Shechita. If you had English shechita lepsoif, so he didn't do anything. If you had yeshna shechita mitchila batsoif, so he was mefagel b'shas shechita. So if you hold yeshna shechita mitchila batsoif, I understand very well what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. By sheichet b'shas hakilkul bolo yatikun. That means every mashahu of kilkul is a step towards tikkun. This is bringing with it tikkun. But if you learn Ein L'Shechita Ela L'Psoif, I really don't know. Unless Taisus, when Taisus means Shemaitziya Midei Eva Minachai, so maybe there you'll need a Din Shechita, the Din Mis is also sufficient to be Maitziya Midei Eva Minachai. Taisus is not saying the Yisra Avein is a Vua. Taisus is saying the Yisra Eva Minachai, so Mamele, so every mashahu is contributing to make it oiseva minachai. V'kereya lemilmo emsa a'insha de beise. Now, we heard in the Mishnah that if a person is kereya beget, lemilmo emsa a'insha de beise. So now, what over, so there the Gemara says, yachayev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah can't go into Rabbi Shimon. You have according to Rabbi Yehuda. Choshim le Rabbi Yehuda nami tikkun. Lefi shebishas ha-kilku bo lo ya tikkun. He says, with the tearing, you have the tikkun right away. Mestama, you have to say, according to the Ri, Mestama the Lomdus is because it's the derech, it's kedai to tear a beggar to have derech eretz or something. So this is not like the chayvel ba'odam for a kelev. This is fakir. This is, you're getting kvayit ha'odam to a kriyas ha'beggar. Chayim barikis ha'mazikim, chayvel Rabbi Yehuda, the bo ha'tikon v'shas ha'kilku. Rabbi Shimon Potem, Shimon Ava Meloche, Shein Tzricha Legufe, he doesn't need the Misa, he needs the Silika Hezek. The Kaireya Almenas Litver, Moichek Almenas Lichtoiv, the Mechayiv Lekul Alme. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam had said that if the Tikkun is not functioning, Bishas V'Kilkul is, so that is called a mekalkel. So this is a shekelah problem. Kerei amanas litver, moichik amanas lichtay. The mechayiv lekul alma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, afal gav shebishas hakilku einoi bo hatikon. This is a problem according to everyone because everyone holds a mekalkel is not chayiv by kereya and moichik. Ay, afal gav shebishas hakilku einoi bo hatikon. Eine Mischum, Shahakilko, Geurem, Tike, Yaiser, Teiv, Lebesaif. Tikkun Gomeru, Schreine, Jochel, Asis, Hatikkun, Alei, Deikilko. So Taisus means to say like this. If you're accomplishing a greater Tikkun through this Kilko, so then this Kilko is itself considered a Tikkun. That means, Moichik Amanas Lichtei. That means, Kozman, these Oisiyas are here, I cannot write. So the Mechikas Oisiyas is, this goof is the Amir Diketiko, that now I have place to write. So this doesn't have, because I'm gaining something. By the other Inyonim, Pshat is, let's say, chayvul b'tzoich lekalboy or the mave b'tzoich leafroy. So memel, it's not called I have more later than before. Before I had a godish, and now I have eifer. So Philo will say they cancel out, but I don't have more. I have something else. I don't have more than I had before. So if in the span of time in between there's kilku, so that makes that's called kilku. But if this kilkul is necessary in order to enable a greater tikkun, then everyone holds that this kilkul is called a tikkun gomor right away. So memela, therefore yachayev alibi de kulam. I would like to clarify a few inyonim on the sugya. I was able to learn over again the sugya, and a few things became clearer to me. The Taisves, Dibra Maschel, Mali Levashel Psila, Mali Levashel Samonim. So Taisves says, Ein Laforish, Kemoi Shebishel Samemonim, Mesaknom Liyes Yosech Heshuvim. Kach psilach shuve yaisa yedei bishel. So the psile that gets melted, that's more choshev. So it's considered like you're mevashel the psile. Di haino taime Rab Yehuda shamis is bezn leidochi shabes minono, given leishayach bo tikkun. Davore leosra teire ele mishum tikkun psile. If the only reason the Torah asked Havoras Baskoyim is because you are cooking the psile, so other Mrs. Besden should be Deiche Shabbos. There's a mekalkul. The Natilas Nisham is an akalkul. Vaitzreifes Baskoyim Gufe minolend leidachinan heiched de tikon apsila meyesmer. So Taisus also asks, what if you melted already the psile, the lead, Erev Shabbos, you put it on a blech, and you have here the melted lead, of Shabbos, you should be able to make Sreifas Bas Koyim by pouring the lead down her throat. So I saw a Moiradike Biyur in Shitas Rashi, which this is the Pirish that Taisa says Ein Leforish, from the Megine Shloime. I'd like to elaborate a little. The Megine Shloime says as follows. According to Rashi, Alibe de Rab Shimon, Be'emesin Netilas Neshome, when Bezdin kills a person who's Mechuyev Mrs. Bezdin, that Netilas Neshome is Ein Lecha Tikun Neshome Godel Mizeh. Because this is the Tikun for the Mechuyev Mrs. Bezdin. Through this he is zayiche to a kapora. So therefore, when the Torah asked Haboras Bas Koyin, the Torah mentioned the Havore. Reisavaro eish b'chol meishveisaychem. In that posh it means that you're not allowed to make a fire. The Torah was machadish that besides the iser of the etzem netilas neshama, and that's 100% true, that without this posik, I would also know you're not allowed to make havoras bas koyim, because by killing her on Shabbos, that is not called a kilkul. That is called a tikkun. This is a tikkun for her. The Megine Shloime says this tikkun is better than the tikkun of Mila, which Rab Shimon holds is not a tikkun, because the tikkun of Mila is a delayed tikkun. That means now the tinik is nimble. So what tikkun is there that eventually he'll be able to eat a korban Pesach, but this is not a tikkun that comes on the spot. So there, Rab Shimon is chaylik Rab Yehuda. He holds that's called a kilkul. And if the Torah asked Mila, so the Torah is coming to tell us that the kilkul of Kabbalah is also called a chilo Shabbos. But netilas neshame, that's called a tikkun. So why did the pasuk speak about the havore, the burning of the fire? So the Pasuk wanted to tell us that there's Chilul Shabbos in the Havore also. Now in the Havore, according to Rashi, the Havore, even though this Havore is creating a bishul of the Psile, which is a tikkun, but Rab Shimon holds, the way Rashi brought down, if I make a fire, tachas akdeiro, and the fire is also accomplishing a tikkun in the kedere, but according to Rab Shimon, since this is not the tzeirech that was in the Mishkan, this is a tzeirech acher, so I cannot be mitzarif the tikkun in that tzeirech to make meleches havore a meleches tikkun. It's of the Torah went and wrote that there's an Isar on the Havore, so I see the Torah wanted to be Machadish, that Meleches Havore, Letzoirech Bishul Psile, which according to Rab Shimon, this is a Mekalko, one is Chayiv for this Kilkul on Shabbos. But all of Taisvis Kashas are not Shmer. Taisvis Kashas, what if he has a prepared psila erev Shabbos? What's with chenek? That's sicha also to do in Shabbos. I don't need a posuk for that, because netilas neshame of a chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, that's a tikkun gomo, which Rab Shimon is also made it. In one more ha'ore, we had asked a shayla. Taisvi says that Shchita is a tikkun. The tikkun is that it's mitz mide eva min achai. So there the tikkun comes right away. So we asked Ashayla if Yod Yeshnu Shchita mitchila batsoif, so
There is no tikkun right away. But then it's in the kashas and shver, the niach, there's no tikkun right away. But the gmar hashchite, with the gmar hashchite, there comes a tikkun of eitzom de evim and achai. So one is chayev al shchito, so mishum gmar shchite. The gmar shchite is a mesakin. It's meitzim de evim and achai. That is the tikkun.